football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner.
Welcome to season six of the CBFA podcast. Welcome back for a new season. We're kicking it off here, Cole and James, doing a little preseason look ahead to the 2026 season of Bantam football in Calgary and area. Cole, what do you got for us today?
Yes, yeah, it's good to be back with another season of us rambling, I guess. I guess it's probably the best way to describe it, but we have people that surprisingly listen to this.
There are a few hardcores, you bet, and thank you.
We really do appreciate everyone that listens and tunes in throughout the entire season. And it's just kind of trying to get a feeler of how our season's going to look in 2026, because of course a lot's happened during the off season. We've got what, half dozen new coaches for this year.
That's right. Yeah, there's been a lot of turnover at the top of each organization.
And on top of that, we also have the partial new team of the Rebel Chiefs.
The Rebel Chiefs.
Yeah. I don't know what they're officially going with. I'm going with Rebel Chiefs. You'll probably see it on social media. I think they're just going as the Chiefs, but so I apologize if that's what they're going for. I've already kind of built everything on socials for the Rebel Chiefs, because no one actually confirmed anything prior to me making things.
But they are an amalgamation of the two, which is a temporary setup.
Yeah. Basically, what a rough explanation of what happened was, I think both teams were vaguely struggling with numbers, and just kind of to help both programs out. The Chiefs kind of took the initiative and said, hey, we want to do this thing where we merge both these teams together and be able to try to operate a more competitive team. Hopefully they're going to be able to do that.
That's always, you know, the goal is to be competitive whenever possible.
Yeah, because like both teams have had, individually, both teams have had successes recently in terms of at least Div 3 championships. The Rebels won the Div 3 title in 2024, whereas the Chiefs won it the year before in 2023.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully they can build on that success. Of course, the Chiefs didn't play in the 12-man league last year. The Rebels did. The Rebels did not have the greatest of seasons. Ended up losing the Div 3 final to the Lions.
Yeah.
So, definitely some stuff to build on. Yeah, all forward from last year for both the two teams, for both teams.
Right. Yeah, onwards and upwards.
I think it's going to be pretty exciting. We both unfortunately missed the charity jamboree. It looked like a lot of fun, though. Of course, I went on yesterday as of time of recording. It's always a big hit. We talked to Al Cooper, what, last year?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Regarding it. So, yeah, if you want to check into that episode, you can go back through the archives and find that episode and just kind of hear about what all the charity jamboree is and stuff. And, everything that they do. Of course, everything goes towards the Ronald McDonald House, and they've raised over, I think, $500,000 for that. If I'm remember correctly.
Absolutely incredible work by everyone involved, from Al Cooper, Coach Coop, everyone on down. Amazing work.
Yeah, no, the other thing is it also gives a little bit of an insight of how the season's going to go. Of course, we, like I said, neither of us were there, so we kind of missed out on that insight, so we can't really see how teams are going to fun things. But again, when you have six new coaches, you know, for your teams, it's gonna be really interesting to see how things actually, you know, shake out.
It is, it's always kind of a mystery at the beginning because there's so much turnover on every team. There's a few returning veterans that we know are going to lead certain clubs, and we expect, you know, a certain amount of success, but anything can happen. We just don't know. And it's
No.
going to be exciting to watch. It's time for football again. Get excited.
Well, yeah, it is, you know, that time to get excited. Like you said, it's, you know, and looking at last year's stuff, there's stuff to build on for these teams too. Raiders are obviously looking to three-peat this year. The last team to do that was the Cowboys, which the Raiders actually broke that streak.
They were the ones to end the streak. That's right.
So you could have three or back-to-back three-peat champions if the Raiders are able to take it, and they do have a very, very strong chance of being able to do that. When you look at what happened in Pee-wee as well, with the Airdrie Storm, you know, going undefeated and winning everything in that last year.
Yeah, that's a really strong program up there in Airdrie, top to bottom.
Yeah, looking at the Pee-wee standings right now, because we don't really touch on Pee-wee too much. They're, you know, kind of their own entity. But yeah, the regular season last year, the Storm went 6-0, Mavericks 5-1, Bears also 5-1, Wildcats also 5-1. Stamps and Chiefs are both 3-2-1, Bulldogs and Lions are 4-2, Cowboys were 1-5, Eagles and Colts are both 0-6. That's at least the latest updated standings that they have on the Pee-wee website. So if anything changed afterwards, that's just what I'm going off of. And then tell them to update their website if that's not actually entirely true. But yeah, but that, no, that gives us a rough look at how we can, you know, see players moving up and stuff, because the programs are basically the same from, like, the zones don't change too much between Bantam and Pee-wee. So it's a good look in the sense of, you know, we can see that. Okay, the Airdrie team is going to be, the Raiders are going to be more, or more likely a powerhouse. The Mavericks, who did fairly well in our season last year, you know, in comparison to previous seasons, what they do, they won Div 2 last year, I think, if I remember
Yeah,
correctly.
I think so.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, the one to two after you're going 4-5 in the regular season. So it's, you know, for them, it's, you know, things are looking up. Wildcats, of course, always, you know, looking competitive again. Stampeders might have a bit of a rebound this year. Some other programs who did better last year in the CBFA might struggle this year. And again, you know, we're kind of just speaking out of our butts here, because it's, you know, with how many new coaches we have and the continuous turnover each and every single year, it's hard to say what actually might happen.
So what could we really say, but you know how we feel, and that has no bearing on reality.
Yeah, if we're just jumping into things without planning. No, it'll definitely be an interesting season. I don't know if we're gonna get the quite the close start that we did last year, because I know we had probably the best few opening weeks last year in terms of close scores compared to a lot of other weeks. Like, things seemed to really, really open.
And there seem to be fewer blowouts, fewer shutouts.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely were.
There were a few, of course. There always
But
are.
yeah, I don't think this year might be quite like last season. I think we might go back to the usual and see a lot more blowouts.
Well, it should be interesting either way. I don't know that we're going to see that many blowouts. I think with how many new coaches we have, I think that we're probably I think I'm hoping that we'll see some in more inventive plays, stuff that we haven't seen before, maybe stuff that the other teams haven't had to try and defend against before. There could be some surprises with the new coaches, and they might have some good defensive schemes that stop the incumbent coaches.
Yeah,
It
it's
should
really hit and
be
miss.
interesting, and I can't wait for it to shake out.
Yeah, it's really hit and miss because we saw the Colts when they got their new coaching staff a couple of years ago. They went on a mad tear and were top of the league for pretty much the entire season, ended up losing the city championship. And last year under that same coaching staff, they were towards the bottom of the league. But they also had like that coaching staff, like you said, they had some unique plays and stuff. Like one of the ones that I saw was that onside field goal
Right.
that they end up getting the touchdown off of, right? Where it's so you do see, coaches do bring in new plays and stuff. How
Yep.
many times they're gonna use them like that, hard to say. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be a good mix up, a good shake up for sure.
Absolutely. So, week one is coming up this Saturday, August 22nd. And the season kicks off at 8:30 in the morning at Hellard Field with the Cowboys taking on the Wildcats.
Good rivalry matchup to start the season.
Right? Yeah, that should be a good one.
Following that, we have the Lions taking on the Stampeders. That one's at 10:45. Both those teams are looking to bounce back a little bit from last season. Last season, they both kind of started to trail towards the back half of the pack. Of
Yeah.
course, Lions were hit with that point deduction last year, but.
Which was, it's the letter of the law. It's really
Yeah.
unfortunate the way that came out, but
They still ended up picking up a championship in the end
they
and
did.
hosted
So
three. So looking to build on that.
yep. And moving forward. So 1 o'clock. Yeah. I'm not sure which field that's on. The Mavericks and Bulldogs at 1 o'clock.
That's
Is
at Hellard.
that that's at Hellard?
And then also at 1 o'clock, we have the Eagles taking on the Raiders at Encana Fields. And those two have had some pretty open games in the last couple of years.
They have. If the Eagles are able to, shut them down, or at least hold them back as much as possible. I know their defense, it at times gave the Raiders some fits. A couple of years ago, I think it was. They can manage to slow down the Raiders, keep it close. They might keep it from being a blowout, but I don't see the Raiders losing that one.
Oh yeah, and again, well, the Eagle words, like we mentioned, the Eagles are one of those six teams that have the new coaching staff.
Yeah.
So again, it's really hard to say what could end up happening in that game.
Right.
And then our final game of the day goes at 3:15, also in Hellard Field, and that one's between the Colts and the Rebel Chiefs. So both those teams
Again,
looking to rebound from last year.
they're both looking to rebound. I'm sure the players on the Rebel Chiefs are probably looking to prove something. They probably got a chip on their shoulder. Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one. I think we've got a good slate of games for opening weekend.
Normally we do our predictions for, kind of just speaking of our butts for what we think may happen. Do we want to do those this year with so much uncertainty?
Well, like I said before, there's no basis in reality, so why not?
Okay, I'm gonna throw you under the gun here first. What do you think? Who do you think is gonna take Div 3?
Ah, so Div 3 champion.
And again, while James thinks, there's no merit in what James and I say here. Like full disclosure, like we're if we say you're a Div 3 champion or Div 2 champion, it's not because we want to see those teams struggle or anything. Like we want every team to be able to make the Div 1 playoff and prove us wrong. We know that the Cowboys have done that previously, where I said that they were going to be a Div 3 champion and then end up making the Div 1 playoffs that year. So please, if we do say you are going to
Right.
finish low, please don't hold that against us. We love every team equally. Please prove us wrong. We love to be proven wrong, especially with our low predictions.
And with that, I'm because I don't know. I threw a dart at the board and I'll pick the Mavericks, I guess.
Picking the Mavericks. Ooh. I might pick the Rebel Chiefs
Well,
to take Div 3.
I think they might be Div 2 material.
That's where I don't
Hard to
agree with your
say.
Mavericks pick. I think the Mavericks are going to be a lot better than that.
And yeah, they very well could be.
How do you have a Div 2?
Div 2, again, that is a good team that may have just had, one bad outing against the Raiders.
Yeah.
But Div 2, I'm gonna go with the Stampeders.
The scary thing is that's actually what I was thinking as well.
Okay, well, we've both been wrong before, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we both have the stamps. And then Div
All
one, who
right.
do you have?
I think we got to go with the three-peat. We got to go with the Raiders.
Unfortunately, I think you are correct on that one. I just knowing what I've seen off of Pee-wee the last couple of seasons and what we've seen in our own league, the Raiders are definitely the team to beat again.
They have to be seen
Yeah.
as the favorites by everybody.
Yeah. They've set the bar in the last year and last couple of years and even in Pee-wee, so it's up to everybody else to try to meet that bar and take it away from the Raiders.
Yeah, they got to, what's that, a King of the Hill? They got to knock the kid off the hill. Wow, that is a really old reference. For those of you over the age of 55, you might get it. Under the age of 55, just move along.
Jeez. But yeah, no, like I said, it's even if we pick you lower or don't pick you to win, it's nothing against your team. It's we're speaking fully out of knowing absolutely nothing of what happened at the Jamboree yesterday. We want every team to succeed just as well as any other one. Most importantly, we care about good football games. Well, James and I would rather see a game go down to the last play of the game, a 1-point game, win on a rouge type thing than a blowout.
If every game came down to the final play or was a one score difference, I think that would probably be a pretty good measure of success. It helps if there's parity across all of the teams, but that isn't always the case. What with the economic factors in different parts of the city, that kind of thing. There's going to be, some teams are haves always, and other teams are have-nots and tend to struggle. So we try to lift up the teams that are struggling so that they can, compete at the same level. And that's one of the reasons why the CBFA has always supplied the equipment, because we want everybody to have an even chance at playing this game that we all love so much.
Yeah, I don't think I could put it anybody. Other things that are happening around the season, because we do have other stuff besides just football that happens at the CBFA. Because as James previously mentioned, the first game of the season goes between the Cowboys and the Wildcats. We do have our Hall of Fame week. We are officially doing that. We did it last year, but we're doing it officially this year. That goes in week 4. 4. I believe that's on September 12th. Then the next big thing coming up after that is the Pink Sock Weeks that are October 3rd and 10th. Of course, big effort and stuff for or by the league and especially by Dave Hardy, the head coach of the Stampeders, to do support for that for the Canadian Breast Cancer Society. And also in week 3 is the Airdrie Homecoming Festival. October 3rd, not week 3. October 10th is Gordy's Food Drive. That is for the Veterans Food Bank of Calgary. Teams can win or donate and try to win a pizza party for that. Playoffs then start October 24th with City Championships going Halloween. And then provincials are the following 2 weeks after that. And then, Calgary hosting the Grey Cup. So there is probably going to be some stuff happening with the CBFA in regards to Grey Cup festivities. I don't know. I haven't heard anything personally at this point in time, so I don't want to guarantee that we will be doing anything or won't be doing anything. So definitely stay tuned. We'll try to keep you updated as much as we can here on the CBFA podcast, as well as our social medias and online. Social medias, of course, are CBFA PR, and online we have the CalgaryBandFootball.com, which has also seen a little bit of updating on the website recently. We've got a couple new pages that I'm very proud to talk about. We've got some history up on our website finally. After digging through some archives and stuff, we've found some history that we thought we lost. And we can now see a lot of our previous champions, as well as some select information, as well as more information on the Wall of Fame that I previously mentioned. So go ahead over to the website, check out some of that stuff. You can see who's been our most successful team in CBFA history. James, do you remember who that was?
Oh, I need to go through the history myself. I haven't seen all the stuff you added.
I'm just throwing you under the bus there. It is the most successful team is the Bulldogs.
Wow, really?
15 championships in total.
Woo. Dang.
The Cowboys are up there, but the Cowboys have also had two teams at once. And in those years, the two teams have won championships at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So technically, the Cowboys have won more Div 1 championships, but because the Bulldogs haven't had the split team like the Cowboys have, I've given a little bit of prop to the Bulldogs.
And yeah, the Cowboys get the old asterisk.
Yeah, it's all there. It's all in detail. You can check it
Cool.
on the website. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Some light reading when you
Even some
got some
teams I didn't,
downtime.
even some teams I didn't even know existed.
Like the Golden Hawks.
Oh no, I knew about them. Davey always talks about those
He
that team.
always talks about those.
I'm more meaning the Rough Riders and the Wolverines and the Cats.
Yeah, that's before my time too.
Try the 60s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Calgary Kramer Cats. There you go.
Yeah, a little bit of time ago.
There we go. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for our preseason episode. Any last words, Cole?
I don't think so. Just really excited to see how well the season's going to go, what teams and all the new coaching staff will have in store for us, and can't wait to see how things are going to shake out and hopefully be proven wrong on some of my predictions.
Yeah, I'm just excited for football. It's football season. It's time.
And you're actually going to be there week one for once.
Yeah, the way the schedule shakes out, I'm going to be there for opening week, but I'm going to miss week 2. So, Week two, the podcast will probably be light on me, even though I'll be there to record it with Cole.
Yeah. I'll carry
But
the torch.
yeah, I won't have seen much. So
That's fine. I'll carry the torch.
there we go. Well, thanks very much, if you're still listening, and
We apologize.
we will be back again when the season kicks off. So talk to you next week, and go football.
Go football.
The CBFA podcast is brought to you by our longtime Players of the Game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Automotive Group. Find them online at wolfcalgary.com or stop by their showroom at 768 100 First Street, Southwest Calgary. We would also like to thank Kodiak Sports and Apparel and the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation for their support. Youth sports rely on corporate donations such as theirs in order to continue to provide safe spaces for kids to play and be their best. Thank you very much for listening.